To speak more about this, it's my pleasure to introduce my friend and colleague, Dr. Leontine Galante. So, like many of the faculty at CCU, she has exceptional credentials, an Ivy League PhD, a postdoc at one of the most prestigious research universities on the West Coast. She's an accomplished singer, a member of the Colorado Symphony Chorus, an avid hiker. She's summited the highest peak in the contiguous United States. But you know what? In high school, she wasn't selected for advanced biology. She didn't make the choir. And the first time she tried to summit the Mount Whitney, she failed. But along the way, there were leaders who poured into her, important mentors who helped build her and launch her as a leader. And now she gives back by launching the next generation of leaders at CCU. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Leontine Galante.
Just lower this a bit. Thank you, Mark, for that kind introduction. It is an honor to be here with you this weekend and to talk about how Colorado Christian University is shining bright as the lantern of the Rockies and launching the next generation of leaders to change the world for Christ. Before I came to CCU over 7 years ago, I taught at secular universities, so I can talk firsthand about the difference between how science and biology is taught at a secular school and how they're taught at a convictionally Christian university like CCU, and why this is so important in launching Christian leaders. It probably will not surprise you to hear that at the secular universities, any discussion of faith within the context of a classroom or discussion was strongly discouraged, if not banned outright. Here at CCU, it's just the opposite. We encourage open discussion about how our Christian faith supports and enriches our study of the world around us. One of the first assignments that I give biology students has to do with the biological hierarchy, how the smallest molecules build to make up cells, build to make up organs, and on up. I've begun introductory biology at secular universities the same way. But finally, at CCU, I can ask the students what lies between these levels. Can this be answered by science alone? Or is God involved? And how directly? These are the questions that we wrestle with in the classroom, which is good for students not just from a faith perspective, but from a critical thinking perspective as well. And it takes strong critical thinking skills to make strong leaders. At CCU, we value the ability to think critically so highly that it is one of our strategic priorities. Teach students how to think for themselves. At the secular universities where I taught, this is exemplified by the fact that the teaching of evolution was taught as an atheistic process that's just accepted as fact. At CCU, I'm able to go so far beyond this, challenging students to understand the providence of our Creator and the role that He plays in the design and stewardship of His creation. We want students to think critically about all aspects of their faith and His created world. Another thing, as Mark mentioned, that is important for students to understand is that failure isn't the worst thing that can happen to them, and in fact may, in fact, elucidate the path that God has for them. My life has hosted several examples of this. When I was in 10th grade, perpetually underestimated, I was not offered a seat in advanced biology. However, this was important enough to me that instead of just accepting this, I went to my teacher and presented a case for why I should be given a chance. I ended up excelling in the course, which propelled me into a biology major as an undergraduate and attaining my PhD in molecular biology 10 years later. Thank you. Another setback in my sophomore year was not gaining acceptance into my high school's elite choir. Again, undaunted by this, I took voice lessons, entered into and won the New Jersey Governor's Award in Vocal Music, which paved the road for a lifelong hobby of singing, which I manifest now both by singing and cantoring in my church choir, as well as being a soprano in the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. Thank you again. And finally, and perhaps most relatably to my Colorado-dwelling students, I'm an avid hiker. In 2009, five friends and I got permits to bid Mount Whitney, the tallest peak in the contiguous U.S. It is a grueling 22-mile hike that gains 8,000 feet in altitude. However, a mere quarter mile from the top, I was struck with debilitating altitude sickness and had to descend. 3 years of high altitude training later, I made another attempt and was able to summit at sunrise on my birthday. When I signed the summit logbook at the peak, I wrote, "This is for all the doubters, including myself." I named my beloved dog after this experience. There she is. A reminder that an initial failure may not be the end point. Far too kind. There is no question in my mind that my failures have had a far bigger impact on my life than my successes when it comes to refining my priorities, my personal development, and my relationship with God. This is something that I stress to my students whenever I get the chance, and it's something that I believe is crucial to building strong leaders. Another more practical thing that sets CCU apart from the secular universities where I taught is the small class sizes. When I taught at the University of North Carolina, the classes were so big that I never got to know any of my students personally. I didn't even spend time in the lab with them. The labs were run by teaching assistants. The lab is where biology professors can really get to know the students. It's not just us lecturing to them, but we're working on experiments side by side with them. We can talk during the downtimes, and I get the opportunity to share some of these experiences I just described to you, to them, and encourage them in their pathways towards becoming leaders. Our science students have a great opportunity to grow in their leadership skills by participating in medical mission trips all over the world. These trips are 100% student-run. They do all the planning, the organizing themselves. I've heard so many stories about how these medical mission trips have impacted students' lives and surely the lives of the communities that they're serving. One of these students is a young woman named Nicole Unit. Nicole's parents were forced to leave Iran when she was a child due to mounting religious persecution, and she was the first person in her family to attend college when she chose CCU. As a pre-med student, Nicole got involved in these medical mission trips to provide free skin cancer screenings to people in underserved areas. She says that this opened up her eyes to the medical needs of the community and confirmed her decision to study medicine and become a doctor. Nicole has recently begun her studies, her medical studies, at the American University of the Caribbean, and just last night I received an email from her thanking me for my prayers as she got an A on her most recent exam. So, very proud. Maria Carpio is another example of a first-generation college student at CCU who has overcome long odds and challenges. Maria's parents were immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico when she was a child. When Maria was 10, her parents both lost their jobs, so she sold sandwiches to her neighborhood to help her family make ends meet. Much as I tried to model this for my students, Maria witnessed her family's failures and learned the power of persistence and not giving up at a very young age. This helped her finish her pre-medical studies at CCU, even when things got hard, and became the first person in her family to earn a college degree. Maria is now applying to medical schools with our help and plans to become a doctor. We have been talking this weekend about how Colorado Christian University is a lantern of the Rockies, a place committed to making Christian disciples who will shine with the light of Christ in our dark and troubled world. If there was ever a time in our history when this was important, that time is now. Our nation is reaching a tipping point when Christ followers must be willing to stand and be counted regardless of the cost. CCU is launching a generation of Christian leaders who are prepared to do just this. I am constantly amazed at the character of the students on our campus. In a world of moral waffling and relativism, where right is wrong and wrong is right, where everybody gets to make their own truth, These kids have chosen sides. They are stepping up boldly and without hesitation to say, I am a Christian. And they mean it. These students inspire me each and every day. Despite the challenges that our nation faces, I'm hopeful for our future because I have the confidence in today's youth. I am confident in CCU's commitment to equip, embolden, and launch the next generation of leaders to change the world. With your help, this is exactly what we plan to do. Thank you.